there. Today's story is about Daniel.
That Daniel promoted again. Now he's president over us, next to the king in rank.
We've got to do something about him.
So they plotted. The king admired Daniel because the spirit of God was in him and made him wise and likable. But his jealous enemies kept looking for a way to get rid of him.
He's loyal and faithful to the king. I just don't see anything wrong with him.
That's true, but he worships a different god than we do. We'll use the law of his god to get him out of our way.
That should work. Daniel prays to his god 3 times a day. Let's get the king to make a royal law that only the king can give favors for the next 30 days. Anyone who asks anything from God or man will be thrown to the lions.
So they went to the king and told him how great he was, and they talked him into making their wicked plot into a royal law. After Daniel knew about this law, he still opened his window toward Jerusalem and prayed to God. His enemies came and found Daniel asking God for help and guidance. Then they went to King Darius.
O king, you made a royal law which cannot be changed, that no one ask anything from God nor man, only you. We have found that Daniel is breaking the law and praying to his God 3 times a day.
The king was unhappy with himself when he heard how he had been tricked, but he couldn't change the law, and Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. The king spent a sleepless night. The next morning, he went to the lion's den and cried out,
Daniel, was your God whom you serve able to deliver you?
I am alive, O king. My God has protected me.
God had shut the lions' mouths, and Daniel was taken out unharmed. Do you know that God loves you just like he loved Daniel? That's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for your sins and mine. If you ask Jesus to forgive you and come into your heart, you will become a child of God, and he will take care of you. The Bible says, for as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become a child of God. Accept him today.